Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in one sense concerning the ongoing Gaza war. Why a great day? Not because of anything that happened on the battlefield today, but something that happened in the corridors of American power. The president's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, has just ripped Hamas. And the media going easy on Hamas, noting that they're not talking about Hamas is the one blocking any attempt to release hostages or to achieve a ceasefire. Putting the entire American role in context with what is going on in Gaza, there was an excellent piece in National Review by Seth Cropsey, who is president of the Yorktown Institute. He is a veteran of the U.S. Navy. He was a naval officer, served as deputy undersecretary of state of the Navy, and is the author of Mayday and Sea Blindness. He has also been a frequent contributor to National Review and Wall Street Journal. He wrote an important substantive piece, America's role in Gaza's fate. Seth Cropsey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. Good day.
Well, it's great to speak with you. What is the biggest mistake that the American leadership, that the Biden administration right now is pursuing in relation to the Gaza war?
The greatest single mistake is that Gaza is the issue. Gaza is not the issue. Iran is the issue. Iran is funding, supporting, and doing everything it can to help Hamas with the idea that their proxies in Syria and the Houthis and in Lebanon will add to the stress on Israel and destroy the Israeli state. And we fail to recognize that, or I should say the Biden administration fails to recognize that.
What should be done differently by the United States? I mean, right now, there is a wing of the Democratic Party that seems to be out there demonstrating against any American support for Israel at all in the struggle against Hamas. What should we be doing differently in regards to this notorious and completely degenerate terrorist organization?
Well, the first step would be for the administration to form its own foreign policy with respect to Iran and Israel and decide who it wants to win. Not allow that decision to be made by a handful of voters in Dearborn, Michigan. That would be step one.
And in terms of the Iran losing, especially given their apparent continued progress toward nuclear capacity, how do we get Iran and its many proxies and deadly proxies, how do we get Iran to be contained or basically dismantled as a radical terrorist-supporting state?
Well, I'm afraid that that requires a leap that this administration does not seem prepared to make, and that is to decide that regime change is the only way to handle Iran, and it's the only policy that has any chance of succeeding. That would be followed by getting rid of the leaders of the proxy movements from Lebanon to Syria to Hamas to the Houthis And that would force Iran either to step in and administer those places themselves, or else it would simply collapse those organizations lacking any leadership. The third thing that's necessary is that when there are continued provocations, as from the Houthis, for example, against American and international shipping, that the response should be not only against the Houthis, but against Iran, who supports them.
And in terms of Gaza itself, what should the future of Gaza look like? I know that one of the things that drives me crazy is the number of prominent people who talk about the Israeli occupation of Gaza, which ended in 2005. I mean, it ended a very long time ago with the evacuation of every Israeli soldier or law enforcement official or settler or anything. There's no Israeli occupation of Gaza. So what happens to Gaza if Hamas is in fact broken or destroyed?
Well, the best thing would be, the best outcome would be some kind of combination of reinserting Israeli security forces there alongside Gulf State forces and to cooperate together with the intent of allowing the kind of peace that would benefit the people, the poor people who live there. There is a different way of living than they've experienced with Hamas as their rulers, and it is possible that they could lead peaceful lives, but not without security, and certainly not the kind of security that Hamas offers, which is the lives of the Gazans.
Yeah, in terms of Hamas's role in Gaza's future, do you think it will be necessary in terms of concluding this war to take the surrender or arrest somehow people like Yahya Sinwar, the architect of October 7th, the Gazan master terrorists of Hamas who have promised to do October 7th style attacks again and again?
Well, those people that you mentioned, Michael, either have to be killed or imprisoned. But the useful way to think about this is a doctor operating on a patient with a cancer. Does the doctor remove 80% of the cancer and leave the other 20% inside the affected organ? Well, I think you know pretty much what the outcome of that is, and the same thing can be said about the outcome in Gaza. If Hamas is left there, it will simply grow like a cancer, spread, and the Israelis will have to confront this again in the future.
Have you heard anything on the presidential campaign trail from President Trump about how he would handle the Gaza situation if he were reelected?
No, I have not. Have you?
No, and it's insane because this is obviously an area where it is of great concern to the United States. It is of great concern to anyone who cares about Israel. And other than just saying, "Oh, I'm the best friend that Israel ever had," and citing positions he's taken in the past, the idea of what happens next with Gaza and with Hamas and with Iran is something that I hope the presidential candidates will be talking about. We are talking about it with Seth Cropsey. His piece, America's Role in Gaza's Fate, is posted, linked at our website, michaelmedved.com, and we will be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned right before the last segment with Seth Cropsey that Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, certainly together with the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, the most important member of the Biden administration regarding foreign policy, he just ripped Hamas, and the media tendency to go easy on Hamas. And it's very encouraging to hear someone close to President Biden actually speaking in these terms. Listen.
when it comes to the issue of the hostage talks, one of the things that I have found somewhat absent from the coverage is that what we are talking about in the first phase is women, elderly, and wounded civilians. Those who would like to see a ceasefire in Gaza, a ceasefire is on the table today for 6 weeks to be built on into something more enduring if Hamas would simply release women, wounded, and elderly. And the fact that they will not do so says a lot to me about Hamas's regard for innocent Palestinian civilians. The fact that they are holding on to those folks and refusing to release them and refusing to step up and say that we could get this ceasefire in place, which not only would bring calm to the fighting, but also would create an enormous opportunity to flow humanitarian assistance in much greater quantities, because a significant part of the problem on the humanitarian assistance front, as you know, has not just been getting trucks into Gaza, but getting trucks around Gaza, because it is difficult to move them in light of all of the fighting. Now, we've also encouraged Israel to stay at the table, stay engaged, because we believe that there still is scope for this deal to get done.
Okay, this is very realistic and needed and important perspective. And again, it does highlight a tremendous weakness in the American media. The fact that they treat Hamas as a non-factor in this current conflict, when Hamas is the whole basis for starting the war. And that basis was not an objection to some specific Israeli policy or to some Israeli settlement. There are no Israeli settlements in Gaza, and haven't been for 20 years. And the idea that that Hamas is not a factor, that the inability to get a ceasefire isn't the direct responsibility of Hamas, Israel and the United States have offered again and again and again to do a ceasefire if the remaining hostages would be released. And particularly, as Jake Sullivan made clear, the hostages who are women or the elderly or the wounded and people who need some attention, I mean medical attention. This is all extraordinary, and it relates directly to the way that Seth Cropsey, who we were just speaking to, concludes his piece about some of the shortcomings in the way that the United States has handled this particular situation in the Middle East. He writes that militarily speaking, the U.S. has shown no desire to seriously curb Iranian power. It has persistently signaled a desire to avoid escalation and telegraphed every retaliation against Iranian proxies to the point of absurdity. The latest Iranian proxy strikes on the TAMP complex and the U.S. responses are demonstrative. Iran is attacking Al-Tanf and surrounding bases because they interrupt Iranian supply lines to Syria and Lebanon, and basically because they shelter Jordan from direct Iranian pressure. A handful of precision self-defense strikes by the U.S. will not halt this pressure. The Gulf Arabs understand this. They have no desire to engage in serious strategic dialogue with Washington and Jerusalem over Iran's strategy, since Washington does not have an Iran strategy. Unfortunately, he writes, current U.S. policymakers are not clear-eyed and historically sensitive. The Secretary of State and National Security Advisor are engaged in faux shuttle diplomacy, zipping between Arab capitals and Jerusalem to process their way to de-escalation, the holy grail of the Biden administration's security policy. This effort is doomed, says Seth Cropsey, simply because the power that seeks to gain from war, Iran, has no incentive to deviate from its strategic path. Hence, the most likely result of current U.S. policy is not a stable settlement, but a rupture between Israel and America over Gaza. Well, at least the recent comments by Jake Sullivan should be reassuring in that regard. Something else that is reassuring, at least in terms of getting a message out there that is useful and positive and actually healthy for the United States of America, has to do with a piece in the Washington Post, which is based upon information published originally in the Journal of the American Heart Association and funded by the National Institutes of Health. It turns out that adults who use marijuana daily are 25% more likely to have a heart attack than those who don't use it, according to the most recent research. The study also found an even worse increase of a risk, a 42% increase in the likelihood of stroke linked to daily marijuana cannabis use. The findings were based on data compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from 2016 through 2020 from 434,104 U.S. residents ages 18 to 74, considered a representative sample of the population. Of the participants, 4% were daily cannabis users, and 17% were non-daily, using it about 5 days a month. Seniors are embracing marijuana, which offers relief and risk. Cannabis use by adults in the United States is increasing in both prevalence and frequency and has nearly doubled in the past two decades, with a growing number of states legalizing its usage. But perceptions of the harmfulness of cannabis are decreasing, the researchers wrote. In other words, because people do not have a proper sense of the real risks of marijuana, the usage has gone up. 4% of all adults are daily cannabis users. Given that their findings link cannabis usage to cardiovascular disease, however, the researchers suggest that doctors screen patients for cannabis use and advise them to not smoke it, similar to the now traditional screening done for tobacco smoking. About time, isn't it? There is some good news about the U.S. and oil. What is it? We'll tell you coming up.
Hi, Mike. It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN, detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022, containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved show, we do like to share any good news when it's available. And it seems to me this is the kind of thing, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whether you're favoring the re-election of President Trump or the re-election of President Biden. And that seems to be the only alternative at the moment. Okay, this is good news. The U.S. now has a huge lead on Saudi Arabia and Russia as the world's largest oil producer. Adapted from a new Energy Information Administration primer, there's a graphic that they're running in Axios showing the U.S. producing more than any other country in history, and it's kind of an inkblot test, they write. Backers of the U.S. industry see an economic driver that provides global leverage as exports rise, too. But climate groups are dismayed by growing fossil fuel development and say it cuts leverage in pushing other countries on energy transition. I mean, really? What's next? Don't expect anyone to catch up in the foreseeable future, EIA notes, Energy Information Agency. Because no other country has so much production capacity. I mean, this is dramatic, and it's positive, and it actually does show that somehow, even in the midst of all kinds of political pressure and disagreement about climate change and its relative importance or non-importance, that our energy industry continues to do well and to lead the world, which is important for American power and important for the American economy. There's also a tweet of the day. Actually, it's an X, but we'll still call it a tweet of the day. Right, Jeremy?
On page now to the Internet. I mean, wow, what a great smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet of the day is from Liz Cheney. Remember her? People are talking about her as a perhaps last-moment candidate for president for no labels. I don't think she would do that, but we will see. In any event, her tweet says, if your response to Trump's assault on our democracy is to lie and cover up what he did, to attack the brave men and women who came forward with the truth, and to defend the criminals who violently assaulted the Capitol, you need to rethink whose side you're on. And hint, it's not America's side. That's the words of Liz Cheney. And along those lines, the New York Times is running a big, full article, which I think is going to be in the paper tomorrow. I'm not sure. But it's under the heading, He Lost Me, Why 10 Voters Who Backed Trump in 2016 and 2020 Have Moved On. And they write that if we've seen an enduring trend from the Republican presidential primaries this winter, it's that a sizable fraction of GOP voters don't want Donald Trump as their nominee again. Why is that? And what do these people who made up 20 to 30% of primary voters in some states think of the Republican Party and the issues facing the country? For our latest Times Opinion Focus Group, we gathered 10 independents and Republicans who voted for Mr. Trump in 2016 and 2020, but who aren't supporting him this time around, to explore when he lost them. And what's interesting about this is it includes people who are not voting for Biden, who still have great negativity about Joe Biden, but still are not voting for Trump. So what are they doing? They're either staying home or finding Cornel West or Robert Kennedy Jr. or Jill Stein or whoever they put up for the libertarian candidate for president. There's also part of an ad I mentioned before that they're spending $50 million on advertising for Republican voters against Trump. And they are running ads starting immediately that sound like this. Listen.
I'm talking about retribution.
Retribution and going after people is disrespect of our military.
The military people that he's disgraced.
91. Criminal felonies. 4 different indictments.
He mishandled classified documents.
Taking documents.
Now his desire to do away with NATO.
Donald Trump talks about abandoning Ukraine.
He said he'll be a dictator on day one.
If he's going to be a dictator on day one, he's going to be a dictator, period.
That kind of stuff scares me.
It absolutely scares me.
The second Trump term would be worse than the first.
A second term for Trump would be far more extreme.
It is dangerous, outright dangerous.
I cannot support Donald Trump again.
I would never vote for him again.
He'll never get my vote, ever, ever.
That's an ad, by the way, featuring real people with real backgrounds who are, quote, ordinary rank-and-file citizens, not political professionals, at least so they say. And meanwhile, one of those rank-and-file citizens just got convicted. Of what? His name is Michael Sparks. He is a man accused of being the first rioter to enter the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. He's been convicted on charges that he interfered with police and obstructed Congress from certifying the election results. A federal jury in Washington, D.C. convicted Sparks, who's 46, he's a Kentucky resident, on all six charges he faced, including two felonies. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly is set to sentence him on July 9th. On the day of the Capitol riot, Sparks jumped through a broken window after another rioter smashed it open. Inside the Capitol, he joined other people in chasing a police officer up a flight of stairs. A prosecutor for the Department of Justice said during his trial that Sparks was the tip of the spear, and he entered the building less than a minute before senators evacuated the chamber to escape. Sparks' defense attorney, whose name is Scott Wendelsdorf, conceded that Sparks is guilty of four misdemeanor counts, including trespassing and disorderly conduct, but pushed back on the felony charges, civil disorder, and obstruction of an official proceeding. After attending the Stop the Steal rally, Sparks, wearing a tactical vest, made his way to the front of the mob. He jumped in the Capitol window after other rioters told him not to, and a U.S. Capitol police officer pepper-sprayed him in the face. Wendelsdorf said that Sparks left the Capitol when he realized former Vice President Mike Pence would not overturn the results of the election on behalf of former President Trump. Yeah, I mean, again, this is pretty preposterous. I mean, as soon as he found out that Mike Pence was not going to overturn, the reason this is preposterous is he attended the Stop the Steal rally. And in the Stop the Steal rally, Trump was already criticizing Mike Pence for not having the courage and not having overturned the election. We will be right back on some losses for the Democratic Party reported here on the Medved Show. We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Michael Medved show, we were just speaking moments ago about Michael Sparks, who has just been convicted. He's 46 years old. He's a Kentuckian, and he was just convicted of six counts involving the January 6th riot. He was convicted of obstructing Congress from certifying election results. And yes, the riot did postpone the certification of the electoral results by, what, about 7 or 8 hours. And also he was charged and convicted for interference with police, and those are both felonies. So he will be sentenced in July. But what's fascinating is it says that a day after the riot, Sparks texted his mother proudly and said he would go again, give him the opportunity. This helped the Department of Justice argue that he showed no remorse. I think if you've texted mom that you'd go again, given the opportunity. By the time he went back to Kentucky, photos circulated online identifying him. Sparks then called the local police department and offered to turn himself in. Prosecutors said. This is all extraordinary. And one of the difficulties for the Trump campaign, and I think it is a very major difficulty, is going to be convincing people that people like this Mr. Sparks, who may be patriotic and they may be loyal Republicans and they may believe everything Trump told them, but to believe that what they did was heroic or appropriate or something other than appalling, to be involved with chasing police officers and breaking windows and jumping through broken windows in the Capitol building, this is kind of a tough sell if you're going to try to make that a standard of your campaign. And President Trump has given no indications at all of expressing regret or embarrassment of any kind for what happened in America on January 6, 2021. Meanwhile, something else has happened that may have some impact on the vice presidential selection. Why? Because one of the leading candidates for vice president with President Trump is one of his favorite governors, the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. She just released an ad on Instagram and X for Smile Texas, a chain of dentist offices in Texas, not even in her home state of South Dakota. So what did the ad sound like? Here's the vocal version.
Kristi Noem, I'm the governor of South Dakota, and had the opportunity to come to Smile Texas to my teeth, which has been absolutely amazing. For years, I have needed to have an adjustment to my teeth from a biking accident, and they have been absolutely phenomenal. Years ago, I was out bike riding with all of my kids when they were little and had a biking accident and knocked out all of my front teeth. And so several years ago, I did a consultation here at Smile Texas and did it by Zoom, but could never quite find the time. And recently, got the chance to work with Dr. Davis. Dr. Dooley's always been fantastic to me, too. But the team here was remarkable and finally gave me a smile that I can be proud of and confident in, and that really is a gift that I think is going to be incredibly special to have.
This is terrific. Congratulations. She said, I love that my bite is better, that my teeth are a better shape, that they feel better in my mouth, and that I can be confident when I smile at people, she declared. It is not clear, says the article, if Governor Noem was paid to make the advertisement, in which case the governor would have to disclose that fact in accordance with the rules in South Dakota. But it's one of those things where I think this is worth talking about only because it indicates that she is not likely to be the vice presidential selection. If she were, she would try to avoid something like this so close to the decision. The New York Post is reporting that Robert F. Kennedy claimed today that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers, an ex-pro wrestler and former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura, are among his preferred running mates. Well, at least Jesse Ventura has some political and governing background. This is the New York Times reported that Kennedy, who is 70, had disclosed to the outlet that Rogers and Ventura were at the top of his list to join the 2024 ticket. While two sources told the paper the men had welcomed the candidates' approaches. Okay. Aaron Rodgers, I guess that would be a relief to fans of the New York Jets, right? Because he wouldn't be, I don't think he'd be available to play if he's going to be part of the Kennedy, Juggernaut Kennedy campaign. And there's no Kanye on the list, no Senator Katie Britt, no Alex Jones. I wonder why not. Meanwhile, speaking of why not, one of the surprise Oscar winners, surprise to me because, as you find out, it's a film that I really can't recommend. It's a movie called Poor Things. Best actress for Emma Stone, and best makeup and hair, and best costumes. The movie's called Poor Things. Here's the review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The latest starring vehicle for Emma Stone features a mad, deeply scarred scientist played by Willem Dafoe who transplants a baby's brain into the alluring athletic body of a doomed young woman in Poor Things, now playing in theaters.
This is Bella. She's an experiment.
I am Bella Baxter, and there is a world to enjoy, circumnavigate. It is the goal of all to progress, grow.
How delightful.
Well, not exactly delightful, because this is a very dark vision by the cult director Yorgos Lanthimos, who previously worked with Emma Stone on The Favorite. A large chunk of the film features the heroine's work as a prostitute for a rating of R that might be more appropriately NC-17. With Mark Ruffalo in a major supporting role, this movie is weird, all right, with all sorts of strange and haunting visuals, but that doesn't mean it's wonderful. 2 stars for Poor Things. And there are all sorts of things you can say about Poor Things that the people to feel sorry for here are not so much the characters as the audience. There is a report that we will cover tomorrow about a Gaza hostage deal. Hamas finally agreeing to a U.S. proposal for a Gaza ceasefire. That's at least a report. The White House urged Hamas terrorists in Gaza to release women, elderly, and wounded hostages and accept a temporary ceasefire. That was what we were just talking about regarding the statement by Jake Sullivan. Meanwhile, speaking of national security, Admiral James Stavridis and Elliot Ackerman. James Stavridis, one of the top-ranking officials in the United States Navy, he's now retired and he's a novelist. They did a previous bestseller called 2034 about World War then. Now they have a new novel called 2054. They will be joining us on the show to talk about their second best-selling book. Also, we're going to be talking about a new report that shows the Democratic Party is historically losing its hold on minority voters. And this actually shows, if you look at the graph, the percentage of minority voters won by Democrats going straight down since 1964. And that this departure from the Democratic Party of minority voters has only picked up steam since 2016 and the era of Trump. We will talk about that and much more to cover, including perhaps some good news with the hostages in Gaza. That would be something worth celebrating as an achievement for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.